Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. Steve is out today. I'm sitting in for him. My name is Larry Sonnenberg, and I'm blessed to be between two doctors, Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Larry.
Jill. Good to have you here.
Yes, it's good to be here.
You look festive today. Christmas isn't gone, but
No, not in my household. It's still lasts, going strong.
It lasts until the next holiday, which is
Valentine's Day. Yeah, I was
and
saying.
And Valentine's Day lasts until St. Patrick's Day.
Right. You just transition into one holiday from the next. You keep it festive. That's my motto.
And the other voice is Dr. Dave Stoop.
Good to see you, Larry.
Good to glad be with to, you.
Glad you're here.
Say, I wanted to tell everybody that if you make a gift this month, the gift we're going to give to you to say thank you is a book that Dave wrote. It's called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And I wanted to ask you, Dave, about changing thoughts. I can remember when I first became a real kind of, I don't know if you'd say born again, but invested and committed Christ follower. There was a surrender that happened to me. I didn't want to do it, but I finally did. And that's when my thoughts changed. Hmm. And so I'm just curious, where does surrender and changing your thoughts, how do those come in together?
Well, I think the rationale for changing your thoughts is 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, 5, where Paul talks about the weapons we're fighting against are not like typical weapons. They're arguments, proud arguments against God. Mm-hmm. And before you surrender, you have proud arguments against God. It's sinful nature. And so what Paul says we're to do, we're supposed to capture every thought we have and bring it into obedience to Christ, which is changing my thoughts. And one of the ways that we talk about it in the book is meditating on Scripture, where I really internalize what the Scripture is saying. And then there's a power that accompanies that, since it's the Word of God, that allows me to think differently. And I talked with people who say over time they wake up different. They wake up with a hymn in their head or a verse in their head instead of waking up, oh my, I got a face today. Yeah. It's like there's a transformation that takes place.
Yeah, you know, I have had a client yesterday that was talking about tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, right? And so tasting is that idea of really taking it in. And they were using the example of honey. You know, honey's very different. If you touch it or you look at it, it looks like goo. But if you taste it, it's very sweet. And you take that in and you ingest it. And that's a more active process.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's great.
Because it was, there was a realization that came that my thoughts weren't based on anything but my thoughts. It was like chaff blowing in the wind. And then I realized that there was this central thing of God's Word that had substance that was real that I could depend upon. And that's when things changed.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you can join us as a financial supporter, that would be great. Just call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and tell them you'd like to make a gift. And after the break, I want to just mention a workshop or two before we get to our calls. But call us at 800-229-3000, and we'll come back in a moment and start taking your calls. Also, Club New Life. Dave and Jill they did a series on premarital counseling, and that's the most recent thing that's been put up, a few of those. So if you're Club New Life, go take a look at those videos. We'll be back right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We were just talking before going to the break about a series that Dave and Jill did that's part of our Club New Life library of videos, and it's on premarital counseling. Well, we have a workshop coming up February 15, 16, and 17 called Intimacy and Marriage. And we have a couple of couples who are engaged who are interested in attending. So we said that's great, but we're going to need another couple or two to fill a group. And so if we can get a group filled that's part of the weekend, then we can do this. You can attend the workshop.
Then we can allow non-marrieds or premaritals
exactly
to attend. Okay.
So if you are engaged to be married and would like to come and start your marriage off on the best possible basis
imagine,
call 800-NEW-LIFE and say, hey, I'm an engaged couple. I heard them talking about it on the radio, and they'll talk to you about it. We'll see if we can get this going for the engagement.
What if they haven't become formally engaged, but they've got a date set and they're planning to get married?
We're people filled with grace. We'll take anybody.
That's good.
If they're dating.
If you've got a date set, that's as good as engaged. Come on, yeah. Dave.
So, okay. Well, let's run to the phones here and take a call. Let's talk to Millie. She is on line 2 in Avon, Massachusetts. Welcome to New Life Live. How can we help you today?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling. My 17-year-old daughter been talking to an 18-year-old boy, and we got his number and called him and asked him not to call anymore. And I'm calling to find out, is there anything else we need to do? Because the emails were very nasty, and we not approve of them, of him, and the messages that he was sending. So do we need to go to the school, or we gave him a warning not to call anymore, not to text my daughter anymore. So I just wanted to know, is there anything else that we need to do since they go to the same school?
Well, it seems like your other concern would be your daughter's participation in the texting with this guy, making sure that she's understanding what it's all about, what your concerns are. And I don't know that there's a lot more you can do with the boy. It's going to be up to your daughter to call an end to it.
Right. So the objection is about the content, Millie, because the age difference is not a problem.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the content. So
yes and no. With the age, but that's okay. Yeah, the content.
I mean, 17 to 18 is not real. And if he's in high school, you know, it'd be different maybe if you were out of high school, but that's not a big age difference. It's not anything that any authority would see as a concern, even though
she's a very young 17. She's not really, she's 17 chronologically, but she's not, her thinking-wise, her thought process, she's not 17.
What does she think about it?
Yeah.
What does she think about all this? Does she like the guy?
She doesn't understand. When we talk to her about it, the seriousness of the issue, She doesn't understand. It just flies out. You know, she doesn't comprehend anything.
That kind of goes to Dave's question about what's her participation. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she naively likes the attention.
Very. Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
She's so very naive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you guys are coming down hard and saying, no. But I think you need to start talking to your daughter and getting her to verbalize, you know, what's okay, what's not okay, what does she think, does she like about this situation, you know, has she invited it? You know, get her talking without it being you know, punitive and like you're going to condemn her. I think you need to draw her out first. Good. So that's a better way for her to understand than you telling her how she needs to think.
And I always think when a daughter is intrigued by the attention, that really what she is longing for is more attention from her father. And
she gets it, though. She does get it. But
That's good.
She gets a lot.
Well, it's important for dad to also be talking to her about how boys think and how they, you know, at the same ages, they think differently. And what girls think is, he likes me and this is fun. Boys take it to a different level. And that's an important thing for her to maybe learn. Again, don't lecture her to death. Have it be a dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I can certainly understand as a parent, you know, we all get very concerned, you know, because our kids don't see things that we see.
Is there a book that comes to mind that we could send to Millie?
Yeah.
Your Secret Young Women Keep?
Oh, yeah, my book.
Yeah,
how about
somebody wrote that I know. Okay. We're going to send that book to you. Thank you so much, Millie.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, well, that was good. Let's go to Nancy on line 3. Nancy from Silver Spring, Maryland, listens on WAVA. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Better than I deserve. Good to hear from you.
I feel you. I understand that. So I have a situation with, it's like a family situation. So I'm actually 45, so we're older. I'm 45 years old. I'm a sibling of one of
that's
nine.
Young,
you're older for what, Nancy? You're talking to an older crowd here. We think that sounds pretty good.
Oh, to be 45.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't want you guys to think my siblings were all young. So we're all, you know, 40s and 50s. So my older brother, he stopped talking to pretty much everybody in my family due to some rumors that was kind of going around that he had been inappropriate with our first cousin who we just met like 4 years ago. So myself and my older sister had heard the rumors. So we had actually individually confronted him. And so we're all Christian, we're all saved. So we thought that, you know, go to him and, you know, say, hey, listen, this is what's going around. You know, he is married. You may want to, you know, maybe, you know, if it looks inappropriate, maybe not hang with her as much. And he basically went off on us and saying that's ridiculous.
Nancy, how old is the cousin?
The cousin, she's younger than I am. So I would say she's in her mid to late 30s.
Okay.
Around maybe 35.
Okay, but she's an adult.
She's the first cousin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely an adult. So, and they've gone on trips together, you know, along with his wife, but she never, like, it's a couple's trip, and it'll be, like, two couples and her. Or it'll be, it just looks really crazy. So after we confronted him, he basically kind of, like, went off on us and basically told us, you know, that's ridiculous. You guys are, you know, you're going way too far and I'm going to hang with her. Nobody's going to tell me not to hang with her. So after that, he actually basically changed his phone number. It's been over a year and a half ago. Mm. He basically changed his phone number and he hasn't talked to me or my other siblings. And me and my brother, we were really, really close. So all my other siblings, they'll call me to say, hey, how's he doing? I'm like, I have no idea. He changed his number. And the only one he talks to is my mother, and he talks to her very, very little. But he's always still with the cousin all the time. And we have a huge family. So, I say my mom is one of 12, so we have a huge family. He's like,
wow.
Cut everybody off.
So is your question about restoring relationship with your brother, or is it about getting him to change his behavior towards the cousin?
My question is about, because we did confront him, my question is, do I go to him again? It is about restoring my relationship because he and I have been super, super close. Mm-hmm. We've been, close for many, many years. And I just don't know if he's actually just turned away from God, or I don't know what's going on with him. He did just a little small, in 2015, his oldest daughter, when she was 23, she got killed in a car accident.
Oh.
So he kind of, I don't know if that has an effect on his actions, or
absolutely.
I just don't know.
That could be a replacement.
I reach out again? Do I let him come to me? I don't know what to do.
Well, have you talked to his wife at all?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
In terms of how she sees it and how she's feeling.
I have not talked to her in reference to the situation for the simple fact that I know that he hasn't talked to her, so I don't want to bring something to her.
What do you mean he hasn't talked to her? I thought they all went on vacation together.
They all go on vacation together, but he hasn't told her the reason why he's not talking to all of us, or he hasn't expressed to her any of that. So she's like totally in the dark about it. I mean,
doesn't
sure
she think it's strange?
You
guys were all so close, and now nobody talks. It's very strange.
Exactly. And they've been married for over 20-something years. So she's like my sister. So she still keeps in contact. She'll text me here and there and say, how you doing? But mm-hmm. she never brings up the fact of, why aren't you talking to your brother? Or why isn't he talking to you? And that's not common. She's a very...
Okay, Nancy, if you were, though, in those texts to say, I miss you guys. I miss the relationship with my brother.
Yeah.
What's wrong with talking about things in a family? If she's talking to you and he's not, then, to at least acknowledge that there's a rift by, I miss you guys.
Right.
My desire is to be back in contact, greater contact.
Right.
And at least put that out there.
I can do that, but as I'm listening to me explaining this, it is bringing up some emotions I feel very strongly about what he's actually doing. Like there's been, I guess I'm a little bit angry too about the situation of why would you just stop talking to your whole family and then continue this.
It's like he,
with our cousin.
Right. It's like he's chosen the new cousin, the new friend over the rest of you.
I mean, he has two brothers that he's been close to. They don't talk to him. He doesn't talk. They don't have, none of us have his phone number. And I'm talking about a close knit family where we,
I understand.
Together.
I understand what you're saying. I think that you might be underestimating the impact of losing his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And how this younger cousin, you say it's inappropriate. It may be inappropriate in that she's become a substitute daughter and is filling that void for him, because that is traumatic. And you said it was, how long ago did his daughter get killed?
It was in 2015, 2008.
Oh, my gosh. That's not that long ago. And he met the cousin 4 years ago. It seems like that, and that she's then the fifth wheel, with when they go on vacation and stuff, just like a daughter would be.
Yeah.
It seems to me she may be filling that role because his loss is so great, and that none of you are understanding that. Instead, you're pointing out how inappropriate he's being when he's just maybe trying to survive here.
Right.
Right. And in his grief, he's latched on and he's had an over attachment to this new cousin.
Mm.
Right? And so okay. I think a different tactic instead, yeah. you've already tried confronting him and telling him it's inappropriate. Wrong. I think to maybe mm-hmm. even apologize and say, I think I may have underestimated the depth of your grief.
Okay.
Well, and make it the family.
The family.
Not just you, because it sounds like the family was spreading rumors and not feeling good about it, but not understanding it. And it would give you an entree back into a relationship with him, mm-hmm. possibly, because you're recognizing the depth of his grief.
And go at it from that angle, right?
Okay.
And get him talking about that and the loss of the daughter, you know, first be reconnecting, and even with his wife to acknowledge that loss. Because that's huge. That changes a family forever.
Talk to his
and
wife.
It would explain his extreme behavior.
Talk to his wife, and his wife talks to mm-hmm. her husband, and that gets the message across.
Nancy, thank you for your call. You know, it's always amazing how the little tidbit of information that seems insignificant can be the main thing, mm-hmm. part of it.
Yeah.
But that was a good call. Well, I don't know what to send her in terms of a book. But we'll think about that at the break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. The first is Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. It's a great accountability tool that sends reports of your online activity to individuals that you choose. You can use it with your spouse, a friend, or accountability partner, and it provides reports of online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get started. And if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Larry, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Nancy, we're going to send you, if you're still listening, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Dave's book. I think that will really be helpful to you. And so now we're just going to keep going with the calls. And let's go and talk to Bill on line one. Bill's calling from Indianapolis, listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Bill. How can we help you?
Hi. My wife, I think my wife is committing emotional adultery.
Hmm.
What makes you think so, Bill?
Well, she asked me what would I do if she sleep with someone, and she told me.
Wow.
And she has this friend. She says she has a friend that she talks to.
Bill, what did you say?
I just want to know what to do.
What did you say to that?
How did you answer him?
Well, I was shocked and hurt.
Yeah.
And I told her get rid of, you know, either get rid of him, but she don't want to get rid of him.
So she admitted that there is someone. It wasn't just pretending to be hypothetical.
Yeah, she said he's just a friend.
Yeah, but...
And also, she changed her appearance.
Yeah, okay.
Wearing different clothes and stuff, you know.
Bill, it's really hard because it's so hurtful and so painful. But I would want to say to her, what have I been missing that you have started to go outside of our relationship? To get needs met, that I've obviously been missing something with you that perhaps you've been trying to tell me for a long time. And now, you know, you've taken it to the next level. But I would want to know that from her. Like, what is this need that she's seeking after? And that, instead of you, certainly we all believe that she needs to, you know, redirect herself towards you, and the two of you need to get help instead of being with this guy. But if you come on real angry and demanding, I don't know that that
pushes her away.
Yeah, that pushes her away.
I'm sorry.
Asking the question Joe's suggesting is a way to draw her back in.
Right. And would you be willing to suspend this relationship for a period of time so that we could get help and figure out our relationship first? Because if I've been missing something, you've certainly gotten my attention, sweetheart. And I want to do everything in my power to restore our relationship.
How long have you been married, Bill?
I've been married for 18 years.
Do you have kids, too?
Three daughters.
Three daughters.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's rough. Bill, do you have men that you can talk to? Do you have friends?
I just got a friend here in Indianapolis. That's the only friend I got. And he gave me bad advice, so...
He's giving you bad advice?
Yeah.
Then get yourself into a men's Bible study or some kind of a group where you can get the support of other men.
Or go to counseling.
Or go to counseling. Yeah.
That might be the quickest.
And let her know that you're going to go to counseling to figure out how you've missed this point. Usually when a woman gets interested in somebody else, when a wife gets interested in somebody else, there's a lack, there's a loss, or there's an emptiness in the mm-hmm. marriage relationship that she's trying to confront and deal with, but it's a very ineffective way to deal with it.
Right. It's either that or stuff from her childhood that's unresolved.
Yeah.
You know. But a lot of times, women try to tell their husbands for a long time. A lot of times husbands don't hear, right?
They don't hear until something happens.
Yeah. So I think this is a huge wake-up call, Bill, and as painful as it is, take your pain into counseling. Ask your friend just to listen to you instead of giving you bad advice.
Yeah.
Can he just hear you talk it through? Because you need to really be talking and sharing and getting some support around you so that you can be strong with her and let her know that you're willing to fight for her.
And how about we send How We Love?
That would be great.
I think that might be a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill, for your call.
So sorry.
Yeah.
You
hear the music. We're coming up on a break. I just want to remind you that we need your financial support. I want to thank everybody who has given, especially at year-end last year. Year-end was a strong year-end for New Life. We've made some good progress.
Thanks, everybody.
But we can't let up on the gas pedal and fall back. So if you can continue your support, we'll appreciate it.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to go to another caller, but first I just want to remind folks, Club New Life, your thank you gift. It's a thumb drive, 4 teaching videos from Mylon and Kay Yurkovich. The 4 different videos are Anger and the Love Styles, Parenting Your Adult Kids, Talking to Kids About Sex, and 12 Questions That Will Change Any Relationship. So it doesn't matter who you are, one of those videos will touch you and can speak to you, if not all of them. And so Club New Life is really important. It makes a big difference in our monthly ability to stay current and get on top of payments. But we only want to do that because it means life change. It means that we can have this radio program. It means we can have the workshops. We can have our counselor network. So we'd appreciate it if you would join us in that. Club New Life, we can get 6 new Club New Life members every day. That'll make all the difference in the world. So be one of the 6. Okay, just call us at 800-NEW-LIFE for that. Let's go and talk to Lauren. Lauren's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she listens on podcast. Hi, Lauren. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you so much. My question is, I just am curious as to what it looks like to support your husband in his spiritual walk, and how to help him become the spiritual leader of the family without being nagging and manipulative and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well,
so how to be the spiritual leader at home is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been married for 15 years and we have 3 kids, and he is a believer, and he's actually a worship leader in our church.
Okay. So he knows how to lead.
But
what would you have him do that he's not doing?
I don't see him like praying or reading his Bible at home. If there's ever any prayer in the house, it's always initiated by me. I guess I just would like to see him take. I worry that he doesn't have a relationship, a true spiritual relationship with God, because I just don't see that happening. Does that make sense?
What have you done? Have you shared your feelings, your frustrations,
or concern?
Your concerns, in, not in terms of trying to get him to do it, but in terms of what you miss.
Yeah, it's at different times I've kind of mentioned, can you lead us with a devotion, and I'll find a devotion for us to do with the family, or occasionally I'll ask him, will you pray with me?
But that's asking him. That's asking him to do the things that you want. I'm thinking more in terms of saying what you feel is missing, and how that feels to you, and how empty the family feels in terms of the spirituality. Talking about what you're struggling with inside. That's what I was trying to get at.
So I'm wondering. I'm wondering. Can I jump in?
Yeah.
So Lauren, before you ask him that and tell him what's missing, I'm wondering about how your husband feels as a worship leader. A lot of times people stand up in front and it becomes a job, right? And they know a performance. They know how to go through the motions. They know what's supposed to be there, but they might be lacking inside, and often, kind of have this imposter syndrome where, they're doing the right things, but they're not feeling it on the inside.
I was on a church board some years ago, and we were interviewing a pastor, and we asked how he came to Christ. And he said that he was the worship leader at the church, and one day there was an altar call, and he stepped forward. And so they said, the question was, how did you ever get the job? And he said, nobody asked me if I believed in Christ or if I was a Christian.
Really?
Yeah.
A worship leader is a different role than a pastor up there preaching. You know, they're good at music. That's their strength. And creating an atmosphere, right? They're not necessarily teachers.
I think out of that, I would guarantee you he doesn't know how to be the spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Right, and probably feels like there's a lot of expectation on him,
and
so he's
failed.
Hiding that, right?
He's already failed.
So what did she do?
So I think you need to kind of go after your husband's heart a little bit and ask him about his job and how he feels about that. And what's it like to be a worship leader? And what does he feel the expectations are on him?
And what makes it hard for him to bring it home?
Yeah, and what makes it hard for him to bring it home? I think you'd need to really connect with him, because he may be all alone in his feelings. Because if you're not seeing evidence, then he's hiding something, right?
Yeah.
Because it would overflow.
Yeah,
just to ask for the behaviors is just kind of, you're just another person in the congregation wanting something from him. Instead of being willing to love and accept him with his secret that actually he doesn't know how to be the spiritual leader.
Is there any chance you guys are in a couples group?
I've been trying. Not currently, no.
Okay. So he's doing a lot to kind of hide and shield himself from anybody knowing who he really is on the inside.
And especially you.
Yeah, I'm not sure he knows. He didn't learn how to have communicative, loving relationship growing up.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that's kind of how he's, intellectually, he knows God, he believes.
Right.
He says that he feels like he connects with God when he's worshiping and leading worship.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know how to support him. I really try hard not to be naggy and manipulative or anything like that, because that's kind of my background.
Right, but do you hear what we're saying is have a real conversation with him about being mm-hmm. his partner, coming alongside of him, accepting him in his shame, finding out yeah. where he hurts, where he feels like he falls short. You know, kind of be an example of Jesus to him instead of asking him okay. to perform for God and for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's difficult yeah. because yeah. the more you want him to be the leader, yeah. it makes you the leader.
Yeah.
Because the leader
yeah.
gets to pick who's going to lead.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. so talking about the frustration you feel...
Yeah, and
the
then
emptiness
bring that
you feel
in. Yeah.
in the family, and how you depend on him and really don't even think he knows what to do in terms of that. And just be honest about what's mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah.
yeah.
Be vulnerable.
Okay.
Lauren, thank you for calling. What do you think
thank you.
For a book for Lauren? Do you think, I always, one of my fallbacks for something like this is How We Love. Because there's a lot.
That's a good one.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
So take a look at that book, Lauren. It's a good book to read together. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but it's a good book mm-hmm. to read together. So.
Well, that'll get at the dynamics in the relationship.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. A couple things before we take our next caller. Just want to remind folks about some workshops coming up. Every Man's Battle is February the 8th in San Jose. And then we're going to be March 8th in Dallas. So those are the next two coming up. We have a New Life Weekend. It's a new workshop for us. It's called Finding Freedom. And that's next weekend, January 25th to 27th in Washington, D.C. So it doesn't matter what you're struggling with. If you're struggling with anxiety, it might be relational, could be anger, could mm-hmm. be depression, you know, just
anything that keeps you stuck,
yeah,
right? That you
right.
feel in bondage to.
That will be a workshop for you. So give us a call at 800 New Life and sign up for that. And then Intimacy and Marriage is February 15th. And this is the workshop.
This would be good for this couple.
Oh, boy.
That we're just talking to. So, Lauren, if you're listening, Intimacy and Marriage.
Yep. Right here in Orange County, California.
It'd be so good to teach you guys how to come together.
It's an amazing workshop. Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart. That's March 1st. That's for the women whose husbands have had a lapse in sexual integrity. They may be addicted to porn, maybe had an affair, emotional affair. This is the hardest workshop for us to find the attendees. The women think it's his problem. I don't need to go. And it is his problem, but he's created
so much out of it when they do
go. He's created a problem for you.
Yes.
Your heart's broken.
Well, and you need that support. You need to know there's something not wrong with you.
And right now you can get $400 off the registration for up to, we have probably another 25 women to go to get that. Call us at 800 New Life. We want to help you. These workshops are one way we do that. We'll be back right after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We are coming up to our last segment. We have time, we think, for one more caller. We're sorry we're not able to get all of you in who are waiting. Please call back tomorrow if we don't get to you. So let's just jump right back to the phone. Let's talk to Joy in Vancouver, Canada. Listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Joy. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's interesting listening to all of the commercials and the help that you provide to couples and people. And I've been married for 20 years, struggling. Because in my marriage, I feel I have a lot to deal with because it is alcohol, gambling, pornography, and abuse, physical abuse as well as emotional abuse. And I always held out hope. And then about a year ago, I just had enough. And I didn't know where to turn to. Counselors were telling me to leave. It was a bad situation. And so I started going to church and reading the Bible. And had this been in my life before, I believe my life would have been much different because there's the rules and God's word are really the path. And now that I'm on this path, I feel like I've stood up to my husband in that what he's doing is wrong, and I can't live like this anymore. I'm not a good person because of it. I'm not sexually active with him, so that makes me frigid or something like that. Whatever he says, I'm not a good mother.
So he's blaming you.
Because
he's finding every reason to blame you.
Okay.
His drinking has been my fault. His abuse to me physically has been my fault because I don't say the right thing or I'm defending myself on...
So, Joy...
He thinks that...
Joy... He's looking for every reason possible to continue behaviors that he does not know how to stop. They've taken over his life. They've hijacked his brain. He doesn't think he can live without these behaviors. So he blames you. And alcoholics, gambling addicts, porn addicts are really irritable people to live with because everything revolves around their addiction. And so all of this, you know, cumulative behavior is a result of your husband's addictions, which is a result of stuff that he hasn't been able to deal with probably for a long, long time, maybe most of his life.
Are you still with him?
I just recently left a week ago.
Okay.
So what would your one question be? What's the big question you have for Dave and Jill?
Because, say, for instance, a previous caller, you had said that, like, to act like God would. what Jesus would, right? And forgive them and care for them. And I,
Joy, that was different. That was, you know, in wanting to encourage your husband in spiritual leadership. It wasn't somebody who was abusive and addicted.
And Jesus wouldn't put up with that kind of behavior. He didn't put up with it with the money changers. He didn't put up with it with the rich young ruler who wouldn't sell anything. Mm-hmm. He let him go and live his life. So you need to get into a support system like Al-Anon or Celebrate Recovery or Life Recovery Group.
Codependence Anonymous.
Something that deals with codependency, that because you're very vulnerable to believing mm-hmm. what he's saying to you, that it's your fault, and if you were just different, he would be fine, which is what every person
Which is just a lie.
That. It's a lie. It's a lie to himself.
Yes.
Because he doesn't know how to deal with it. And you've got to deal with your part of it. And if you deal with your part of it, that leaves him out in the cold where he's got to either fish or cut bait. He's got to either get with it and deal with it or give up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm done, though. Whenever he would mend his heart or turn to God or...
You need to get that kind of help regardless of what you're going to do.
Right, because even whether you're with him or without him...
You'll repeat it, the
yes,
pattern.
Yes.
If you don't understand your part...
Yeah. What?
Okay.
What, Joy?
Okay. Yes. God bless you. God bless you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Because I just feel... lost because I don't have my kids. I don't have my home. I feel like I'm the one that's being punished more.
Right.
And he's the one that's at the house. And he's the one that... And I have to always fix everything. And I'm the one that has to walk him through the divorce. And I'm the one that has to walk him through the separation. But God will make me strong.
But Joy, that's why we want...
You can't do it on your
own. That's why
Joy.
We want you to get help for you. That's why we want you to go, like Dave mentioned, to support groups that will open their arms to you because they've all been there. And they'll understand. And you'll hear things that will help you walk through it. You need people around you. You need friends. You need a church. Probably need a therapist. Mm-hmm. You need a team around you. This is huge what you're walking through. And you've been dealing with it all by yourself for a really long time. And we don't want to see you do that anymore. I hear you when you say, I'll just be the strong one because that's all I've ever been. Yeah, that's the role that you've had to play that he's put you in. But it's time to rely on other people because our strength is in those numbers, in that support. Mm-hmm. And in the Lord. God doesn't mean for us to be all alone and to be, you know, the sacrificial lamb. That's what he did for us.
Yeah, when we think God will provide and God will help me, it's not this magical wink that changes everything. He mm-hmm. works through people. And that's what Jill is saying. You got to depend upon people. People who've been through it, godly people, people that will love you, care for you, and encourage you.
When you go to an Al-Anon meeting, you'll find that people, not every meeting is a good meeting. You got to go to a couple of them.
And you got to go at least six times before you reject it.
And you will find people who have been through what you've been through, and they've changed their part of the deal to where they're feeling a freedom that they never felt before.
Stay on the path you are with going to church and reading the Bible and seeking mm-hmm. God and wanting to do things the way Jesus does them, but all you got to be leaning on people. That's what we're really trying to say. Thank you, Joy, for your call.
So sorry for your pain.
What could we send Joy that would just
take your life back?
Yeah,
take your life back. Absolutely.
Yay.
We'll be sending that to you, Joy. Well, we made it through another program, you guys. Thank mm-hmm. you for being here. This people have been helped. And if you have sensed that help yourself in one way or another, we hope that you would speak appreciation by sending us some support back to New Life. And I just want to close with, yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. Steadfast love of God never fails. His mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. So God bless you all. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.